You are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Dan Feldman here. Welcome to Locked On Pistons. You can follow Locked On Pistons on Audio Boom or subscribe on iTunes. You can follow me on Twitter at Dan Feldman NBA. Tobias Harris is back in the Pistons starting lineup, and it seems like it's, I don't want to say a change for good, because Van Gundy could always tweak what he's doing. But it seems like a change where the Pistons are intent on sticking with this, barring some new information. Like, the plan is to roll with Tobias Harris in the starting lineup again. He moved into the starting lineup against the Cavs last week. Wasn't sure that was going to be permanent. It seemed like there might have just been a couple circumstances going on there. One, Aron Baynes was banged up from the game before. He was going to play, and the Pistons knew he would play, but he was banged up, and there was some uncertainty. So maybe there was a desire on some level not to play Baynes or not to play him as much. And so there's that. And then the Cavs have one of the best three-point shooting centers in the league in Channing Frye coming off the bench. He is a matchup problem. He is somebody teams have to account for. He's not the best player by any means, but he is so good at this skill, and it's such a transformational skill to be a stretch big, to be an outside shooting big at center. Teams are used to doing it at power forwards. It wasn't that long ago where it was a big deal to match up with a stretch four, and it was like a big discussion point and something you really had to deal with, and it was a focus. That's not the case. Too many teams have stretch fours now. Everybody's used to matching up with stretch fours. Some teams can do it better than others, and the Pistons can do it pretty well, but nobody is really panicking about it. A stretch five, though, that induces some things. The Pistons have a center, or somebody who can play center at least, who's pretty good in those matchups, and that's John Luehr. So moving Tobias Harris into the starting lineup for John Luehr against the Cavs, maybe that was just about getting Luehr coming off the bench so he can match up his minutes with Channing Frye's. Now, the way it worked out, Luehr was just kind of out of it. That game didn't really have a good game. Baynes came in later and had some of those backup minutes. But it seemed like it just might be those set of circumstances against the Cavs. Not the case, though. Tobias Harris started in the Pistons' win over the Knicks on Saturday. Pistons won by 20. After so much concern about slow starts, including one against the Cavs before that big comeback, Pistons got off to an excellent start. They outscored the Knicks 35-23 in that first quarter. Tobias Harris was a big part of it. He had 28 points, 11 of 21 shooting. He added 7 rebounds, 5 assists. The Pistons have needed some better rebounding from their forwards. They're getting a little more lately. Marcus Morris had 5 rebounds. Stanley Johnson had 5 rebounds. That's the help Andre Drummond needs. So you get Tobias Harris back into the starting lineup. And that the goal of that is to add some offensive punch. We're seeing early returns, but I don't want to declare this a success yet by any means, because you beat the Cavs in sort of an exceptional game. The Pistons played great, a fun game, a lot of energy, everything that you want to see from the Pistons. And we talked more about this in depth in Friday's podcast. You can go back and listen to that if you want. But the main takeaway is the Pistons got up for that game. They were excited to play the defending champions at home and impress. They were all really psyched up for that game. Marcus Morris had a lot to do with it. The Pistons got down big early. Still, even with Tobias Harris starting, still those problems with those starts. Pistons got down big early. Marcus Morris lit into the team in a timeout. Whether it was directly that or not, after that, the Pistons rallied. They played hard. They played with a ton of energy. That was a special game to the Pistons. It wasn't to the Cavs. The Cavs routed the Pistons with LeBron on the court, got routed when LeBron sat. If that were a meaningful game, LeBron would have played more. It would have been a different thing. But this was meaningful to the Pistons, so they won that. So I don't want to make any grand takeaways about that game, because that is a problem with this team. The effort, the energy isn't always there in the same way. It was against the Knicks, but the Knicks are so lousy. You sort of know if you play hard, you'll be rewarded. The Knicks are especially lousy defensively. Pistons scored 117 points per 100 possessions in that game. You're going to get rewarded if you play hard against the Knicks. So it's kind of a double-edged sword for the Knicks. And the reason I'm so familiar with this is because the Pistons used to be there. It was just a few years ago the Pistons were in this boat where other teams would play hard against them because they knew they would be rewarded. You get your points, you get your stats, you fill up the stat sheet, you win, you feel good if you play hard against teams like this. Yeah, the Knicks are good enough to beat you if you come out super lethargic, but they're going to come out super lethargic, and you can really make your mark if you play hard. And the Pistons did. Give them credit. But these are just two games. I don't want to read too much into it. Early returns, though, Tobias Harris back in the starting lineup. It looks good. John Luehr was playing very well defensively when he's coming off the bench earlier in the year. A very, very interesting year for him where he's been a very good two-point shooter. Uses the threat of his three-point shot, but it hasn't been falling for him for the most part this year. He's having a nice season. He was better off the bench. Moving into the starting lineup, it was a bigger burden for him having more minutes against starting caliber players, and I don't think he was quite up to it. It wasn't a disaster. This wasn't a move like that had to be made, that was super obvious, that was absolutely like waiting to happen. But the Pistons are better off for this. This does make them better, I think. I think this is a good change. Get Tobias Harris's minutes up. Get Luehr's down. That's a little easier to do naturally if Tobias Harris is starting. And credit to Tobias Harris. Let's just take a second to appreciate Tobias Harris. All NBA players all have egos. Like, to get to that point, you're going to have somewhat of an ego. And I don't think he is the exception. And the Pistons asked him to come off the bench, and it was more about balancing the lineup. He had been playing pretty well. He did it without any public complaint. I can't tell you what happened, if anything, behind the scenes. But he did it. That's what matters. You might not love it, and I think Stan Van Gundy at times even said, no, Tobias Harris would prefer to start. Doesn't really like this change, but he did it. He did it. He played hard. He played well off the bench. He comes back in the starting lineup, keeps playing well. He's going about his business. He's doing his job well. Got to take a moment to appreciate that. Another player I want to talk about some appreciation for that his teammates are noticing, that's Reggie Jackson. Talk more in depth about him in a second. But first, I want to talk to you about SeatGeek. Buying tickets online for sports and concerts has been a confusing process for a long time. It's always been hard to find the best deal for the game or show you want to go to, and none of those older ticket sites want to change that. But SeatGeek is different. They've come along and created an amazing app and website that makes it easier than ever for fans to buy and sell tickets. SeatGeek is always the first place I go to look for tickets to a game or concert. I have the SeatGeek app on my phone, and I used it just the other day to look at tickets for a concert. Everything about SeatGeek is designed to make life easier for sports and music fans. SeatGeek does all the price comparison for you by searching multiple ticket sites and ensuring you get the best possible deal. SeatGeek does all the work and you save the time and money. And SeatGeek wants to help you get the most bang for your buck. That's why every ticket on SeatGeek is graded based on value. You'll immediately see any underpriced seats and be able to find the best deals that fit your budget. Best of all, my listeners get a $20 rebate off their first SeatGeek purchase. To get your $20 rebate on tickets, download the SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab and click add a promo code, enter the promo code LO Pistons. That's LO as in locked on Pistons. LO Pistons. SeatGeek will send you $20 after you've made your first ticket purchase. Download the SeatGeek app and enter the promo code LO Pistons today. Reggie Jackson. Playing much better lately. Against the Knicks, 19 points on 7 of 14 shooting. He made 4 of 6 three-pointers, 8 assists, just 2 turnovers. The offense is really humming better with him. He's getting better penetration. This looks like a meaningful change tip for him. Earlier in the year, yeah, he had some good games here and there, and we'd point those out. We'd be like, wow, man, it's nice that his shots fell that game, but he was just hitting jumpers that sometimes he makes, sometimes he doesn't. That didn't seem to be any real sign of breakthrough. This looks like a different Reggie Jackson. This looks like the Reggie Jackson we saw last year. The Reggie Jackson can be the point guard on the Pistons team that a lot of us, myself included, thought they could be this year. The type of team that could be a 4 seed, a 5 seed, something like that. It's probably too late, almost certainly too late to get that this year because the Pistons have spent too much of the season playing less than that. But they could be playing like that type of team. They could go into the playoffs, the quality of that 4 or 5. See, I don't think that's off the table. I don't think that's eliminated. The path to becoming much better in this season was going to be Reggie Jackson playing better. The Pistons got all they could out of Ish Smith. They had to have Reggie Jackson come back and play better. That's how they were going to get better. They could have carried, Ish Smith could have carried the weight and, been adequate, maybe even be better than Reggie Jackson was for a while. That was the path to adequacy. The path to being the team we thought they could be required Reggie Jackson being better. He has been better, and I think he knows it. His teammates, sure, are under the impression they are. Andre Drummond and Tobias Harris were both really talking up, like, how much happier he looks. Tobias Harris mentioned, like, how much Reggie is smiling on the court. Andre Drummond called him a different player out there and how talked about how fun it is to play with him. Reggie Jackson's defense has been better. His defensive energy has been better. He has some of the tools. He's not slow. He's got a nice wingspan. He's fairly strong. He needs to work on his conditioning, and that's going to help defensively more than anything. I think sometimes, look, he has a big offensive burden. It's less so this year, so there's less of an excuse, but it's still a fairly big offensive burden, and he relaxes on defense sometimes. He's not the only player, and it's not the end of the world. It's not the worst thing, but he could be better on that end. He has been better lately. He's been sharing the ball more. I think, and some of this is just natural, and some of this is a Reggie Jackson problem, but I think at times when he was still trying to find his stride, I don't want to say he was a ball hog, but he was maybe thinking a little bit more about trying to get himself going, that he wasn't scoring the way he was accustomed to and was trying to change that. But some of that came at the expense of his teammates getting touches. That's not really happening anymore. Not that every shot he takes is a good shot, but his teammates are involved more when he's on the court. The ball is moving better. The offense is working how it's supposed to. So there's a lot of credit to Reggie Jackson. It's kind of this twofer for the offense right now. Tobias Harris comes back in the starting lineup. He's a very talented offensive player. Reggie Jackson's playing better, and that's what's driving everything. So the Pistons look like a much improved offensive team. I think some of this is real. I think enough of this is real. And now it's about finding that right level defensively, enough energy there. But those things go hand in hand. We've talked about how fragile this team is. When they are scoring well and everybody's getting the ball and getting their touches, the defensive energy goes up. So I think we are seeing somewhat of a meaningful change for this team. There's still going to be ups and downs. It's not going to be a straight line. The way they've scored lately has been exceptional. I don't expect that to be the new norm, but I think it's an encouraging sign, and I think it's overall trending in the right direction. Even if there will be ups and downs from here. Pistons play the Cavs tomorrow. We'll take a little more look deeper into that game tomorrow. You can follow Locked On Pistons on Audio Boom or subscribe on iTunes. You can follow me on Twitter at Dan Feldman NBA. Thanks for listening.